Good evening, good evening. Very interesting, Rabban Leib Steinman, Zeche Tzadeh V'Kodesh Livroche, Shkoyz HaGodeh, it's very interesting, the stories there, and the psokim, they're very interesting. So it says that Rabban Leib Steinman, Zichroni Livroche, on Petikas Chometz, quite a quick, swift, Petikas Chometz. It wouldn't take all that long. We know that Rabban Shimon Sofer, for instance, Rabbi Kveger, they used to spend most of the night doing Petikas Chometz. Shimon Sofer said he remembers his father Chassam Sofer used to go in literally in the lul shel tanegolim into the chicken's cube to search for chametz. Shimon Sofer said he remembers his father going mamash. So many tzaddikim spent mamash all night, but Rabban Leib didn't. He was quite quick. So his son asked him why he's so making him bdikas chametz. So Rabban Leib responded and he said that there's many people who are machmir on b'tikas chometz. So there's plenty of people who are machmir on b'tikas chometz. He says, I am machmir on bittul Torah. I go back to the Gemara. He says, b'tikas chometz, not so many people have got this chomra. It's very interesting. Also, it says it's a very, very interesting. It gives another slight. It's a very interesting thing. That it's Shulchan Aruch says that on Leil HaSeder, you have to put all your kelim chshuvim. You have to put on the you know, all the expensive silverware, all the expensive kelim, you have to dafka place on the seder table. The state, you have to have all the silver, you have to have all the things should be dafka on the seder table. In state, even mashkin shall go, even if it's a borrowed item you've got from a goy, and everything should be on the seder. All the dvorim chshuvim v'yakorim. Rabban Leib, of course, was very, very poor. He had very little possessions, very, very little physical possessions. So the last few years, when he wrote Sforim Ma'aleh Shachar. He wrote Sforim, and then he took a set of his own Sforim and he put it on the table. He said, "This is my expensive kelim, his Sforim that he had that he wrote." He said, "That's the most expensive items that he had in the house." Right, okay, Rabbi. So we're going to be learning a bit more tonight about the Gzeiras Tachshitim Siman Shin Gimel. We're going to continue. Most of those, again, obviously are not worn anymore nowadays. Some of those, the fashion has changed, it seems, in the last few hundred years. Sounds like fashion has changed. Some of those tachshitim and godim are not existing anymore. It's all based on the esoid that we discussed yesterday. Whenever something is absolutely sure and certain that a person won't take it off, and then the person is allowed to walk out with it. If there's any chashash that the person may take it off, then Chazal asks it categorically because of Gzeiras Tachshitim, Gzeiras, perhaps you're going to end up carrying Dalet Amos Brishus Rabim. So please allow me to pass over those halachas a little bit faster. I want to try to get to quite a few seifim like this, because again, most of them are not worn anymore nowadays. Seif Siman Shin Gimel, Seif Zayin. Lo yiseitze bekatle. Person not walk out with a katle. What is a katle? Dainu beged sheish lo shnotzim ke'ein michnasayim. This is a kind of garment which has loops. Shnotzim are loops ke'ein michnasayim, like trousers. Machnisim b'yiretzur chava. And in those loops you enter, there's a long strap, wide strap, which is inserted. The kosher sort of a tzavaro, and this long strap is attached around your neck. V'abeged tolo yalibon, and the garment then goes down like this. It goes down over the cross of the body. V'choshov, it is choshov, and it's a bit of gold in it. So it's a kind of long trousers, you have to imagine, which has got, it's a beged which covers the entire body. It is a strap which goes around the neck. It has got some chshivas because it's made out of gold. That's a katlan. A person not allowed to walk out with his katla. It's also siv ches lo yiseitze benizmei off. That's very interesting. That is very interesting because we're going to be talking about earrings now. Lo yiseitze benizmei off. We know that previously it was very common to walk with nose rings as well. Shulchan Aruch says nose rings are also. Nose rings, Aboisai, next Shabbos, and sure, no nose rings. Nose ring is also. But earrings is muta. Earrings muta. Why? Mipnei shos niyo mechusois. The difference between earrings and nose rings is because earrings is covered, and that's why it's muta. Nose rings is uncovered. It's open, and that's why it's also. Over Mokim, Shenagin, Legalo, he says, now how many places that we tend to cover our ears? I'm going to explain it shortly. Also, Lot says, you're not allowed to walk out, Benizomim, with earrings, where the place that you normally take it out. So let's explain this. Safe cotton, yud tes, penisme or fourth white line. Ear, nose rings are also. Why? After tachshidu, although nose rings is considered jewelry, there are nice golden nose rings, it's also dilma, perhaps, shlofim mechave, person might take it off, show it off, look at my beautiful, brand new golden nose ring, the also is Dalat Amis gonna show off, he's gonna carry it, Dalat Amis pushed it up, and therefore it's also. That's why nose ring is categorically also. However, Benizme Oizen, earrings is mutter. Why? Tetirchlo Milzel Mishlef Vachvim, Benisha Oizen, Mechusis Bekishurim. Earrings are covered. Bekishurim, they're earrings, ladies, earrings, women's earrings is covered because they've got the head covering, and therefore, the earrings are covered, and since the earrings are covered, we don't suspect anybody to make a whole tircha taking off the head covering in order to show the earrings. Since it is covered, therefore, Chazal amatir to walk out with earrings because they are covered up. And since they're covered up, no lady is going to be matriach to open herself up in order to take the earrings off to show them off. So it's jewelry, it's tachshit. May not be so evident, but it's tachshit. And since it's a tachshit, it's mutar, and there's no chashash person going to take it off because it's a bit hidden away. So the Ramah, so what's the shaila? The shaila is what the Ramah points out. What happens if it is not covered? What happens if the earrings are not covered? Such as 2018, when the earrings are normally not covered. So then surely you would say that what? It should be also, it should be like the nose rings. Again, the difference between nose rings and earrings is that nose rings is easy to take off. And a person might show it off, that's why nose ring is also. As opposed to earrings is mutter because it's covered up. And since it's covered up, no lady's going to start being matriach and take off everything in order to show off. It's covered, it's mutter. It's uncovered, it's also. So, shaila is, what about today's earrings? Today's earrings are uncovered, right? These ladies' head coverings don't reach the bottom of the ear. And therefore, it should be also. It should be like nose rings. It's uncovered. Should be also. That's what the Ramah really points out. And the Ramah says, yes, taka true. It's taka true. It's taka also. Earrings also. That's what the Ramah says. If earrings are open, it's also. So why is it muta? Why is it taka muta? Oh, very good. That's the point. So that's mashmah, the last few words of the Ramah. But heicha d'derech lo yitzion. Let me just read the whole sif, just to get it clear. Sif ches. Lo yitzetz me benizmeo off. A person may, a lady may not walk out with nose rings. Nizmeo off. Avol yoytzo benizmeo oizen. But she is allowed to go out with earrings. Sif cottons. Chof and Mishnebu, just to get it clear now. Penizme or oizen, earrings is muta. The tirchel or milza, it's a tircha, it's a burden. Lemishlevach, we're to take it off. Mipneshaz, neil mechusso, it's because her ears are covered. So that's what Shulchan Aruch says. Earrings is muta because it's covered. Says the Ramah, Mipneshaz, neil mechusso, it's because her ears are covered. That's why it's muta. Says the Ramah, uvemokoim, and in places, shana again, like galois or isnaim, and in places where the ears are uncovered, and therefore there's a chance that she's gonna show it off. Also, Lord says, benezomim, shabba oisin, it's also to walk out with earrings, but now comes the critical words, as Moshe Le points out, hey, chadadech loitziam isham, in places that it is common and normal to take the earrings off. Take the earrings off. So, in our places, I think I would argue that it's very unlikely that normally, throughout the day, women will not take off their earrings, and therefore, again, it's going to be mutter to walk out with them, because the gezeira doesn't apply. The gezeira only applies if a person may potentially take it off. If a lady, however, is unlikely to take it off, then it's going to be mutter. Yeah.
What about pierced earrings?
Pierced? I think that a person generally will not take them off. Generally. A person will,
if it's irritating them.
Yeah, if it's irritating then, yeah, perhaps, yeah, you're right. Yeah, perhaps it's, if it's irritating.
I think women would take them off during the whole day. Why would they?
if it's kind of metzias that they would take it off, it's uncomfortable, it's irritating, I think I agree with you. You're right. It looks like it's going to be also, I agree with you. If it's irritating and it's uncomfortable and she would potentially take it off, then you think you're right. You'd probably be also. Yeah. Okay. Safe test. Let's say to macha nekuva, a needle. Lady's not allowed to walk. Oh, that's not only a lady. You know, it is actually. A lady's not allowed to walk out with a needle in her clothing. If she did walk out, she's chayv chatos. Her needle in a garment is also medin toira. She'en in a kuva, if it's a pin, in a kuva there's no hole, which means that it's a pin. If her ornament, which is hanging onto her clothing, is hanging through that, it's muta. Why is it going to be muta? Yeah, that's right. It's needed for the clothing, so it's muta. It's part of the clothing. It's muta. Also, nothing is attached to it. If it's a pin that is just randomly sticking into her clothing, then it's going to be also. Why?
Because it's not tachshit.
It's not tachshit. It serves no purpose. It's also. That's very important, Rabbi. So we're seeing over here a pin which is randomly in your clothing. Perhaps the tailor forgot to take it out. You know, you had the trousers shortened, lengthened, widened, whatever it is, and there's still a pin there for whatever reason. You have to make sure that it's out. Because a pin which is there for no particular reason, and it doesn't serve a particular purpose now, it's also, serves no purpose, it's also, pardon, it's not jewelry either. Pardon? So, please specify exactly. Because normally nowadays they go with... Good question. It's safety with the paper. So there, the poiskim, selechatchila wants you to take it off. If the rationale, however, to matter it is, what would you suggest? Why would a person be allowed to walk out with a safety pin which is attached by the drag cleaners? And what do you need the paper for? Mechel Tov is the paper. You won't take it off. That's the answer. So many poskim, as even Rav Yashiv speaks about it, that they say that, you know what, are you ever going to take it off? Do you bother to take it off? Don't bother taking it off. So it's bottled to the beged. You don't even know about it. You don't care about it. It stays there permanently and it becomes bottled to the beged. If that's the case. I was wondering once about this shaila. What do you tie in a safety pin which is got a dry cleaner's thing and you have it there for months and months and months? And then after 6 months, you decide, actually, I want to take it off now. Random. You want to take it off. I was wondering, one, if that's better to take it off or better not. The argument why you should take it off is because, you know, maybe better not to have it on. You know, gaining anything by having it on. And the argument to keep it on is that maybe you mevatle to the baguette. So if you mevatle to the baguette, maybe it's better not to take it off. Because you're showing now lemafreya that it was not really part of the baguette. You never completely mevatel it. What do you tie in it? What do you say? Feingold. Better to keep it on after 6 months than to take it off. Stickle Shaila. Right. Okay. Receive Yud. Page Sadiq Aleph, top line. Lo yisetze betabal she'er shechoysem. Rings. Okay, rings. A woman walking out with her ring. If it's a ring which has a signet ring, if there's a sign on it, then a woman is not allowed to walk out with it. If she did walk out with it, she chayev is chatos. It's kamamash also deraisa. It's a derech. It's chayev chatos if she walks out with it. If it's a ring that has no sign on it, no signet ring, then lo yisetze shouldn't walk out with the ring. But if she didn't walk out, she's potter. What's the explanation on this? If gotten chavah, first wide line. Chayavas, if it's a ring with a sign on it, she's chayav. Then derech ish alosei soleot tabas, she'er shelechoysem. It's no normal thing for a woman to walk out with a signet ring. Women don't walk out with rings. They don't normally have such rings. It's a male kind of thing to do, to have a ring with a signet on it, with a sign on it, so you stamp with it. It's not something which is particularly, it's not really a jewelry for ladies to walk out with, and therefore she's not allowed to, she's chayev. It's not a tachshit. Why is it that a regular ring, she's not allowed. She, a ring is not, is also for a lady to work out with, because perhaps she's going to take it off. She's potter, it's not because it is a piece of jewelry. Habaisai, we're learning over here that a ring, a stam ring for a woman, if there's a sign on it, is chayev. If there's no sign on it, regular kind of lady's ring is also lechatchila, is also, but b'diavet, is she's potter. So what do you tell about that? Regular rings is also. What do you tell about that?
Is there any difference between if it's a plain ring or a very ornate ring? More likely to take it off to show the people if it's very ornate or a bit special.
Yeah. So with regards, generally this svara is correct. However, with regards to rings, we do not make it that distinction at all. It's always Shulchan Aruch says that if there's no signet, if there's no sign in it, she's not allowed to walk out with it. It looks like even if it's a very simple ring, Dilma Shlof Mechavi, she's perhaps going to show it off. Yeah. What about Rabbi Sai? Does your wife's walk out with a ring, wedding ring, engagement ring? You walk out with it. Well, how does that work? Why is it mutter? Is it mutter? What's pshat? Loi seitzei. K'shein le'achosim. If there's no sign on it, loi seitzei. She's not allowed to walk out. And your wife walks out with the ring. What's the heter? Any ring is the same purpose. It's jewelry. Any ring serves exactly the same idea. So the poskim amata nowadays, I'm getting, what do you taina? What's the svara to say nowadays? I think that the poskim amata today, based on the svara that the minig is to be makel nowadays, because women don't take off their jewelry. These rings generally women won't take off. They won't show it off. It's a bit of a shver svara, because what's the difference between this and any other? I mean, you could basically argue that most of the simon would be a bit difficult according to that. But I'm not aware of any other better svaras to be matir rings nowadays. Not sure. Pardon?
With the ring, you don't need to take it off.
Maybe. Oh, that's a good point. Maybe that because it's not the kind of thing you need to be taken off at all, you could just show it like this. Very good svara. Yeah, good. Good. Yes, so the Shulchan Aruch spoke earlier in Siman, where was it? Siman Shin Aleph about it. Shulchan Aruch discussed it with the Ensif Test. That is, yeah, it's Machlokes about it exactly. Yeah. Good. Sif Yud Aleph talks about the Kulio. Sif Yud Aleph. I think this is the button. It's a kind of button which is a jewelry kind of button. It's a button that part of the garment is attached to that button. And a person is allowed to walk out with it. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Cotton, Chofres, because it's not a jewelry, it's not a complete jewelry, and it's not needed at all, so it's going to be awesome. Look at that, interesting. They had boysim, nice smelling spice, which would be hanging down to make a nice smell. Nice kind of smell coming out from a kind of box which was attached. So here the Shulchan Aruch says that bekoveles, that's a koveles, for keshe koshebo boisim sherei choytoiv, bekoveles is not allowed, you're not allowed to walk out with a koveles. It's not a particular ornament, it's just mainly there for the smell, sherei choytoiv, and therefore it's going to be also, it's a keshe koshebo boisim sherei choytoiv, it's also, and Chazal Asad walking out with this item which has a good spice on it. It's Keshe Kovelis is also. Okay. False teeth. False teeth. Now comes the false teeth sugya. False teeth. Okay. What are you talking about? False teeth mutter also?
Mutter.
Mutter. False teeth mutter. Mutter. False teeth. Why is mutter? You don't take it out. You won't take it out. Yeah, yeah. Did you see my latest? Yeah. Okay. Shulchan Aruch. Im chise, chose achaz mishineo. If one of the teeth is missing, watch dentistry in the time Shulchan Aruch. Watch out. Im chose achaz mishineo. If one of the teeth are missing, umesimo achabim koimoi, and a false teeth was, a different tooth was put there in its place, bim koimoi. If it was made out of gold, false gold teeth, it's also to work out with. Because its appearance is very different than the other teeth. This one is gold, and the other one are white. Well, whitish, maybe. The other ones are white. Because she's going to be embarrassed. She'll look uncomfortable. She's got a golden tooth there. Yes, it's expensive. Yes, it's got value to it. But she feels uncomfortable walking out with this golden tooth. And one little comment, and she's going to take it off. One comment, and she's going to take off the golden tooth. She's going to take it out. So therefore, it's also. Gold tooth is also. Avol shel kesef, but if it is made out of silver, then shedoy meleshah shinaim, which resembles other teeth. Interesting, silver resembles the other teeth. I don't know why. Muta, it's muta. For kolshkin shein the adam, and even more so if it's a false tooth of a false shel adam achav, a different person's tooth. I don't know who lent her tooth, but she got hold of another tooth and she put it in there. Then it's going to be mut as well because nobody's going to, it resembles, she's not going to be embarrassed about it. It's not so evident. It's not so blatant and she's going to keep it on. However, if it is silver, I think that's very interesting. A silver tooth looks quite similar to the other tooth. Gold is also, she might take it off. She's going to be embarrassed. Silver is muta because it resembles, and similar also regular kind of tooth color is muta, and it's muta. Rabbi said this is not talking about what we've got nowadays, because it is something which seems to be very easy to take on and off, and she's just embarrassed on the street, she's going to just pull it off and put it in her pocket. That is not the equivalent of contemporary dentistry, which obviously it's a bit more difficult to take than to take the teeth in and out. So therefore, we're talking about very flexible teeth, which can easily be taken on and off. If it's okay. Lesiv Yud Gimel shoes. Now we're moving on to the shoes. From the teeth to the shoes. Lo yseitze b'mino lakuro lemalo. Torn shoes. Okay, torn shoes. If it's torn on the top, you're not allowed to walk out with it. The mechacholev also, the people are going to start laughing at you. Look at his shoes, torn to pieces. He's looking like a clown in half. He's walking around like this. He's going to feel embarrassed. He's not going to hold the shoes. I'd rather bare feet than with those shoes. He's not going to, it's also. If the shoes are torn on top, it's also. The people are going to start laughing, he's going to start carrying those shoes. Not with a new shoe. Why is a new shoe also? Maybe it's not exactly comfortable. It's not exactly the right measure. Unless he tried it out beforehand, that it is right size, then it's okay. But with regards to a man, it's anyway muta. A man who's got torn shoes is muta. A man who's got brand new shoes is muta. He doesn't care. People will laugh at him. He doesn't care. He's moichel. He's not comfortable. He's also moichel. He doesn't care so much. He's not so into his shoes. And therefore, for man, it's always mutam. With regards to any other garment, which is too big and not exactly the right size, for women is muta as well. Rabbi said, this is important though. Shoes, if it's torn, is also for a lady. Shoes which are brand new is also for a lady as well. Oh, brand new shoes is also? However, if it is worn me'esmol, if it's worn yesterday, me'esmol, if it was worn yesterday, it's muta. Mishnah Berurah says, in Sif Kotten Lamed Gimel me'esmol yesterday, he's talking about afilo she'achas, doesn't have to be worn the whole Friday, the whole Thursday, even a little bit on time on Friday, then we know it fits, it's comfortable, we are fine. But if she wore a shoe never before, and she's wearing it the first time on Shabbos, it's also, perhaps it's not comfortable. It's not comfortable. She's going to be in pain. It's suddenly hurting her. It's not the right size. Or perhaps it's much too big. And she's walking down the street to wait to shul. Oh, this is just hurting me too much. I can't take the pain. She's going to take it off and start schlepping the shoes around. Now, pardon? Men don't care so much. Ah, I'll get that back. I don't know. Men are more easygoing. More easygoing. Pardon? High heels hurts that was much. Okay. The rabbi say, I want to just ask a question. Is this halacha lemaisa? Does that mean that we have to ensure that women wear shoes before Shabbos?
I think they're too embarrassed.
When they first buy it, they're
too embarrassed to take it. Nobody would walk around in shoes. Interesting svara. Reb Shlomo Zalman says something else. Oh, so very similar to the Baham. Very good. Very good. Binyamin Yaakov Alevi. That's what Reb Shlomo Zalman says. Shem Zalman says that nowadays we have got measures. They are tailor-made, right? You buy a shoe which has got the right size, the right fitting. They're much better fitted, and therefore there's no chashash anymore. If you buy pretty much the right size, you can be ensured that it's more or less you're going to make do for Shabbos. He'll be right, and there's no chashash anymore. She's going to take it off. It's so uncomfortable, and walk around with the shoes, holding the shoes now. Although I totally appreciate Mr. Kiel's svara, that nowadays nobody's going to start walking around bare feet holding shoes. But it's interesting that Reb Shlomo Zalman doesn't bring that. Reb Shlomo Zalman seems to be holding that stiff. It's really uncomfortable. Imagine just take it off and maybe just put it in a safe place on the side or something. I don't know. But either way, the svara that Reb Shlomo Zalman says why a person can be mutter is because nowadays they are better fitted. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, that's the halachos we learned tonight, and more to follow tomorrow.